إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبثها منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير هادي هادي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، O Muslims, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him for the blessing of Al-Islam. It contains everything that was given to previous messengers. Islam is the seal and the finality of all their religions. So when we tell people, ibadallah, that we believe in the Anbiya, that we believe in the Rusul, we're saying that we believe in the message that they gave. And we're saying that we believe in the character traits that they had. We say that we believe in the minhaj of the da'wah. We're saying we believe in the way they used to interact with the people who were not of their religion. We're saying all those things when we say we believe in the Rusul, that we believe especially in the way they used to interact with those who were not their religion. What they had of basira that brought those people by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them, and what they had and that they gave as a call to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the people came to them who came to them and submitted themselves to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. قال الله تعالى شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا والذي أوحينا إليك وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه كبر على المشركين ما تدعوهم إليه الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب. Translation of which is, He Allah has ordained for you the same religion, Islam, which He ordained for Noah, and that which He inspired in you, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that we ordained for Abraham and Moses and Jesus with the words, you should establish religion and make no divisions in it. What you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, invite the pagans to is intolerable to them, meaning it was hard for them. Allah chooses for Himself whom He wills, and He guides to Himself those who turn to Him in repentance and obedience. We need Islam in all our hoods. All our hoods are in need of Islam. This is the greatest thing Allah has blessed the servants to possess. It's the best, it's the purest, it's the most wholesome religion for their souls, the deen of Islam. If not for the deen of Islam, not one member of the human race will be able to find any purity or happiness in their lives. Islam is the soul and the spirit of happiness. This word happiness, as-sa'ada, to be sa'id, you find people searching for it high and low. When they do the things that they do, whether they're right or wrong, they do them because they think eventually they're going to be happy. Or they think eventually they're going to gain some ownership. Or they think eventually it's going to raise them in status. But only Islam does all those things. The more we hold on to the deen of Islam, the more we'll find the actual happiness. The more one submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will make a true Muslim happy. Nothing makes a Muslim happier than to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because our book contains the ingredients of happiness: tawheed, righteous deeds, proper manners, and character. O Muslims, your messenger is the best messenger that's ever been known in human history. You find people doing things to make the newspapers. They want to make history. They want 5 minutes of fame. And all they had to do all the time was follow the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was the best man that was ever sent in the history of human beings. All they had to do was follow that messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would have made history. They would have got their 5 minutes of fame. All they had to do was follow the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would have got their 5 minutes. All they want, some people, is just 5 minutes. No matter how they get to it. Your messenger is the best messenger ever known in human history. It was through him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the blessing of Islam reached perfection and completion. No other way. And it was through him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the darkness of ignorance, oppression, paganism, mutual hatred and enmity was lifted. قال الله تعالى لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Indeed, Allah conferred a great favor on the believers when he sent among them a messenger from among themselves, reciting to them his verses and purifying them, meaning from sin, by following him and instructing them in the book and in the wisdom, meaning the sunnah and the legal ways of the sunnah. While before that, they were in clear error. O Muslims, our Lord has ordained us to hold on to this deen and to follow the leadership of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال تعالى وَأَنَّ هَذَا صَرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِيُوا سُبُلْ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ مَنْ سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And verily, this is the straight path, my straight path. صِرَاطُ مُسْتَقِيمِ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. So follow it. Do not follow other paths, because they will separate you away from his path. Do not follow other paths, because if you take other paths, you'll be separate from the path that was laid for you as a Muslim to follow. Do not follow other paths, because if you do, you will not be on the Siratul Mustaqim. If you and I commit sin, when we commit sin, what sin does is separates us to the amount of the sin from the Siratul Mustaqim. What sin does separates the person to the degree of that sin from the Siratul Mustaqim. So some are wise enough to say, Astaghfirullah, and mean it. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Meaning, I stop the sin. I quit the sin. Astaghfirullah. It means I stop the sin. It means I quit the sin. It means I'm aware of the danger of the sin. It means I know the destructive nature of the sin to my soul. It means I don't want to meet Allah with the sin on me like that. Astaghfirullah. It's not a banter word. It's not a social word that we bounce one to another to sound nice. Who can pronounce it better? Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. No, it has meaning. It means I stop the sin, O Allah. Astaghfiru. Your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do it. He said, I do it 100 times in a day. Another time he said, I do it 70 times in a day. When does he do it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? After salah. Count those. After salah, what? Astaghfirullah. 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 Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Tabarakta ya jalali wal ikram. 3 times. Why? Right after salah. Astaghfirullah. Allahumma, I ask your forgiveness for my shortcomings in the salah that I committed that I'm not aware of. and my salah is so important to me, and you will judge me by it. So I come from my salah, and the first thing I do in my salah is I seek istighfar for the mistakes that I made in the salah. I never take it for granted that my salah was perfect, not just the salah. I don't take it for granted that my Ramadan was perfect. I'm perfect. That's one in the bag. I got that one down. I can say what I want and do as I want afterwards. La, astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, ya Rab. Allahumma. All Muslims, the path of true happiness, it's stretched out in front of us. So why don't we just take that? The path of ease and success is clearly marked for us. We should never avoid it or exchange it. Have you read anything about the teachings of Islam that prevents someone from doing excellent deeds and achieving a high moral character? Did you read anything about Islam that says, do not do excellent things and do not do pure deeds and do not seek for moral character? Did you read anything like that in Islam? Anywhere? The answer is no. There isn't an honorable character trait except that Islam encourages people to follow it. And there isn't a vile or despicable character trait except that Islam has warned and prohibited this indecency and has clarified the evil consequences of doing it. All Muslims, the deen of Allah remains the sole path to happiness and progress until the day of judgment, because it invites to tawheed, righteous deeds, exemplary character, and good manners, because it invites to tawheed, a'mal salihah, karim al-akhlaq, wal-adab. So what is the benefit for any of us to follow a path other than that of guidance by imitating the non-Muslims in things that Allah has forbidden? What is the benefit of that? What is the benefit of copying the people who we are calling to the deen of Islam in things that we know are forbidden for Muslims to do? What is the benefit of any of that? What is the benefit of the character traits that emanate from that time? What's the benefit of illicit gains, theft, and other things that come from that time? What is the benefit of that? In this religion, in this way of life, if there's no benefit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not ordered it. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger have not ordered it, then we should always avoid it. We need Islam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We need Islam in the hood. All Muslims, a real Muslim, a Muslim who is aware, is never satisfied that his religion be exchanged for anything, no matter how attached he may be to something, and no matter how much effort the non-Muslims put forward to tempt him, or what he receives from them in the form of harm. A Muslim faces every fitna with solid resolve and a firm commitment to his or her aqidah. This is what we witness from our predecessors. This is the witness we have from our predecessors, ibadallah. Bilal ibn Rabah, radiallahu anhu, the mu'addin of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, received severe punishment at the hands of the unbelievers. They threw him on his back in sun-baked ground of Mecca and placed heavy boulders on his chest. They desired through this torture for Bilal to leave this deen. However, Bilal was firm in his commitment to this deen and responded by continuously saying, Ahadu Ahad, he is one. He is one. Khubayb ibn Rabi'a radiallahu anhu was told by Musayn al-Makadhab, the lying, the prophet, the one, the false prophet. He was said to him, he said, he told him to say, say there's no God in worthy worship in truth but Allah. Say, la ilaha illallah. After that, he said, Musaylimah said to him, he said, قُلْ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُسَيْلِمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He said, now, after you said that, say that I am the messenger of Allah. Khubayb said to him, لَا أَسْمَعْ. He said, I won't hear of such a thing. When he refused, Musaylimah cut him to pieces, limb by limb. But he refused to say these words. And so he met his Lord as one who was patient and confident that Allah would reward him for his steadfastness. Abdullah ibn Hafafa al-Zuhni radiallahu anhu was taken prisoner by a king. The king said to Abdullah, follow me and I will give you a share of my kingdom. Follow me, do what I do and I'll give you a cut. Abdullah refused the offer and said, La abghi bi deeni Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam badila. I don't desire any change in the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the king heard this, he began to heat up molten brass to punish Abdullah. Abdullah began to cry. This king of Rome, anxious for Abdullah to leave his land, said to him, follow me and leave your deen. Abdullah said to him, I am not crying for fear of you. Rather, I only wish I had as many souls as I do hairs on my head, so that I could be punished for the sake of Allah and thereby enter paradise without having to give any account. And there was Ammar ibn Yasir and his father and mother Sumayyah radiallahu anhum. May Allah be pleased with them. They were all tortured for the sake of Allah to make them leave a deen of Islam. They endured the punishment and held on to Islam. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would see them being tortured, he would say to them, Sabran Ali Yasir, fa inna mu'idakum al-jannah. He would say, have patience, Ali Yasir, because your appointment is with the paradise. Ibadullah, we're not being tortured. We're not being burned. We're not being tied up. We're not putting molten brass. We're hardly being denied. So we must hold on to this deen. And to give da'wah to it, the da'wah must be based upon basira. And al-basira is the highest level of knowledge a person can achieve. Calling people based upon al-basira, not in ignorance. We must hold on to it, and we must call the people to it the right way. We need Islam in our hoods. What is a hood, Ibadullah? What is a hood? A hood, the word itself, is a suffix. Comes at the end of a word. Neighborhood, the place where people exist as neighbors. We need Islam in all our hoods. We need Islam in our manhood. We need Islam in our womanhood. We need Islam in our brotherhood. We need Islam in our parenthood so we can put Islam into the childhood. We need Islam in our sisterhood. We need Islam in our livelihood so that all these existences that we have, they'll be what we call Islamic. We need Islam in our hoods. This deen is great. It holds the key to correcting humanity. But if other humans see us exchanging the character of this deen for the character of the non-Muslims and assume by seeing us do this that this is actually Islam, then we run the risk of being among those who block the path of the deen of Allah and desire crookedness in it. Call Allah Ta'ala, وَنْتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. And if you turn away and exchange, then you will be exchanged for some other people and they will not be like you. Well, alhamdulillah, just as this deen is a deen of happiness, it is also the deen of opportunity. And now we have a great opportunity. As a matter of fact, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered opportunities down upon us. The first opportunity is to do deeds at a time that we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those deeds being done in. Today is the second, Dhul-Hijjah. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامِ الْعَمْلِ الصَّالِحِ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبِّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِي أَيَامِ الْعَشْرِ قَالُوا وَلَا جِهَادَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قَالَ وَلَا جِهَادَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الرَّجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ فَلَمْ يَرْجَعْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are no days that are more loved to Allah than these 10. Yesterday was the first, until the Eid will be the 10th. So all the deeds that we do in these days are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in these days is Arafah, the ninth of Dhul-Hijjah. If a person fasts that, then he will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sins of his past year, in 1 year in the past and 1 year in the future, if he fasted sincerely. So alhamdulillah, here's a theme of opportunity. Ramadan itself, sometimes the pace is fast for us. And sometimes we miss some of the barakah of it. We have things to do. And sometimes we miss some of the barakah. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. Here now is another opportunity. Alhamdulillah. For those who miss some of it, here now is a chance to pick it up and do more. To give more sadaqah. To fast more. To read the Quran more. Alhamdulillah. To make dua more. To make more salawat in the night. To do more of those, alhamdulillah. Here's another opportunity for us, as our Lord is gracious and He is wide. So brothers and sisters, take the opportunity. Never pass up the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us to get close to Him and to purify our souls for His sake. We need Islam in our hoods, in all our hoods. Wa aqimis salah.